Yeah!
Tunis, deputies, on Taoiseach.
Cion Corla, I have already apologised for the lowering of standards in Fine Gael over this incident.
Deputy Willie O'Dea.
Cion Corla, he may have apologised, but he has not explained why this happened.
Yeah.
We in Fianna Fáil are frankly horrified by the level of cronyism on display here. Never in my life have I witnessed such undiluted arrogance from a party in power towards the electorate. And we demand an explanation as to why friends and associates of the Taoiseach are suddenly ending up in plum positions. Taoiseach, can you explain?
Well, it's because...
Taoiseach!
Because you know it's all about me mates, about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates, mates. Yeah, it's pretty clear that you will be fine. You'll get a job from me if you're a friend of mine. I just go boom boom in all of their faces, put all the right boys in all the right places. I got a neighbour, works in a bowling alley. Got him a job in Fine Gael, cause me and him are pally. I like to dance, it takes two to tango. You dance with me and I will put you on a quango.
You know they told me, hey, and don't worry about criticism.
Criticism, criticism.
I said, what harm is there in a little bit of nepotism?
Nepotism, nepotism.
Cause being Taoiseach has taught me that one of life's greatest
joys
is when there's no jobs around, there will always be jobs for the boys. Because you know I'm all about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates. I'll bring Phil Hogan back. Go ahead and tell them bitches, hey. No, I'm just playing. But if you want a job, let me tell you, I'm hiring mates in all positions from the bottom to the top. You know they told me, hey, and don't worry about criticism.
Criticism, criticism.
I said, what harm is there in a little bit of nepotism?
Nepotism, nepotism.
Cause being Taoiseach has taught me that one of life's greatest
joys
is when there's no jobs around, jobs for the boys. All about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates, no trouble. All about me mates,
everybody!
All about me mates, no trouble. All about our mates, no trouble. All about our mates, no trouble.
Okay, we're going to Los Angeles in California right now, and Robbie Keane, Irish captain, is should be there. I think he's outdoors. It's the middle of the night. It's about midnight or something over there, a bit beyond that. Robbie, come here. Hello, Robbie. Are you there? Hello, 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 hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Are you well?
Doing well, yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
It's nice to talk to you. How's life?
Great, yes. Not bad.
You can hear the cockroaches, or not the cockroaches, Dave. What do you call crickets. Those things? The crickets, the crickets, the bloody crickets, eh?
Oh, yeah.
They get in your nerves after a while. They can get in on you, can't they?
Kicking their legs together.
They're doing a few somersaults there, I'd say. Anyway, listen, this whole FIFA thing that everybody's talking about.
Hold on, hold on. It wasn't me, okay?
What?
I had nothing to do with it.
What?
And I'm protected by the Fifth Amendment over here, so I'm not saying nothing about knowing. I saw nothing.
No, Robbie,
I know nothing.
No, I'm just
I heard nothing, okay?
I was just going to to ask you what you think there. I'm not accusing you of anything, Robbie, at all. Okay, yeah. I'm just saying it's a huge story.
Massive.
I mean, the FBI are involved as well. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I was saying the feds are all over it, all right. The FBI, the CIA, the IRS, CSI. It's like a bleeding episode of Countdown over here. Everybody's looking around. Nobody knows who's going to get fingered next.
It's a bit of a conundrum.
It's a Countdown conundrum. It's like, it's a bit edgy as well. Like, nobody knows who's going to get the finger next.
And you know this fella, what's his name? Oh, Chuck Blazer. What
a name. Yeah, DeGrasse. There's always a rat.
did you ever come across him?
Listen to me, right? Listen to me, Ian. I don't know the man. I never saw him in my life.
Yeah.
Now, if they want to turn state's witness on me, they can put an APB out and subpoena me ass. But here's the deal. I want a new name, a new gaff, and lads outside me door 24/7. I want total immunity. Because if I'm going to be in a dressing gown, living on takeaway pizza for the rest of my life, I need to protect my family.
Your family? Your family? What are you talking about, Robbie?
Oh, there they are now. This never happened, okay? You never had this conversation unless you want to wake up in Sutton with a horse in your bed.
Trish, they're here. They're here, Trish.
Who, Nigel?
Those f***ers, they're here to get me. They're outside the door, all right?
Oh, Jesus.
Get in the panic room, yeah?
We don't have a panic room, Nigel.
Well, then get under the bed, yeah?
That was series 4, Nigel, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to have to go out and face them, okay? Give me my samurai sword.
There you go. Nigel, be careful.
Right, you b***ers! What do you want, all right?
We're here to install your water meter.
Your what?
Yeah, blowing out with hot shower and all, anyways.
Ass! It's freezing! Ass gone off! Where's the water? Warden!
Apparently there's been a mix-up, okay, Fran? The prison hasn't paid the water charge.
What?
Joking. Ah, for f***'s sake, you know, and anyways. I'm covering in suds. What? You can't treat us like this, you hear me? What do you think we are? Vermin!
Look at them Irish water f***s hanging around me home, yeah?
Want me to sort them out for you?
No. Stupid bleeding private companies.
Niji?
Yeah.
So not actually a private company.
What?
Technically they're a semi-state entity. Pretty much in the mould of the old Irish Sugar Company, or RTE, as in the management structure as appointed by the state according to legislation.
Shut the f*** up, Ado, will you? Give me the phone, all right?
The phone?
Give me the phone, I'm ringing Irish water, yeah?
Hello?
Yeah. Now you listen to me, all right?
You breached Irish water. Please hold.
It's a sure
what the?
Hey,
don't.
Thank God it's water.
Right. Somebody's going to get it. Who's the top man here, yeah?
Of Irish water.
Who's the f***ing man running the whole show?
That'd be your man, Andy Kenny, so.
What's he like?
He's a slippery f***. That's what he's like.
What's he doing?
What hasn't he done? Reneged on his promises in the government manifesto. Then there was the property tax. Then of course the sovereign debt. For casting generations to come into fiscal conservatism.
Jesus. What a scumbag. Let's get him, yeah?
Hello, Irish Water.
Yeah. 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 All right, thanks, yeah. Ado, what's a PPS number? All right, Enda, start talking.
What do you want?
Sort out this Irish water thing now, yeah?
But everybody has to pay, Niji.
Throw him in the horse shite, Ado. He talks enough of it, yeah?
No, Niji, please. I'll extend the deadline.
Good man, yeah? You're working for me now, Enda. All right?
Understood.
Take him over to Janet's. Janet, Enda, Enda, Janet, take care of her, all right?
How are you, Enda?
Hello, Janet.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Love one.
Do you want milk?
Please.
Sugar?
2 spoons.
Do you want a free one?
I'd love a free one. Thank you, Janet.
Right.
Janet?
Yeah?
What are the towels for?
Right, lads, are we going to get stuck in on Sunday? Are we going to put the fear of God into England? Are we going to send them a message? You are white, we are green. You have come to take our crown. But we are here, and we are mean. We put every one of you on the ground. You won't believe that it will hurt so much. So much.
Johnny.
I will kick, we will roar, like the kicks from the greats before.
Every woman, every man, will behold the beauty of my gorgeous tan. As I soar into the sky, so high, so high.
'Cause they can't play
rugby like we do. Rugby, rugby like we do.
Yes.
Rugby like we do. Rugby, rugby like we do.
Tackle,
tackle like we do. Tackle like we do.
Ha ha! What are you waiting for?
Every rook, every morn, every single line out corn, every inch of our skin, we will use to get it over the line.
Yeah! And that's before they deal with Sean O'Brien! O'Brien!
Yeah, I think we let them set the pace early on. Then when they're not thinking straight, yeah, like their heads will be spinning like. That always happens, they won't see clearly no more. They won't see clearly no more. And then, and only then, it'll be time for Paulie to roar.
What are you waiting for?
Rugby like we do. Rugby, rugby like we do.
They can't play!
Rugby like we do. Rugby, rugby like we do.
They won't play!
Tackle like we do. Tackle like we do.
So, what are you waiting for?
Rugby like we do. Rugby, rugby like we do.
They can't play!
Rugby like we do. Rugby, rugby like we do.
They won't play!
Tackle like we do. Tackle like we do.
Will Sexton take it quickly? He will, you know. Ireland have numbers. Probably the right decision. Tommy Bow! Nothing wrong with that one. Bow strikes for Ireland when England had nodded off.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined out on our beautiful balcony here at Marconi House in Diggs Lane in Dublin 2 by the great and the legendary Michael Flatley, who you may have seen recently has started, as well as being brilliant at playing the flute and also brilliant at boxing and, of course, dancing legendary-wise. He's also started painting with his feet. So, there was a Late Late Show. You weren't there yourself, Michael. I didn't see this.
Your representative was there.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw a video of it. Yeah. So you're you've now joined us in studio here on this glorious day on the balcony of Today FM. It's lovely, isn't it?
Jesus, 'tis great to be Irish and standing above the green sod. 'Tis the softest of soft Irish days. You could fry an egg on the Blarney Stone while looking up backwards between the gaps of Sally O'Brien's thighs and she dancing among the burning shamrocks with an Irish wolfhound and Darby O'Gill himself feeding his pony and trap. 'Tis great to be Irish.
It certainly is. Now, we've got some of the paintings here, but just before we look at them, tell us about the process. How do you do it? How do you get it?
I go into a quiet room on my own in Castle Hyde.
And
I let me mind kind of drift back to the days of old Ireland.
Are you wearing clothes and stuff?
Well, I'll tell you in a second now. Oisín and Finn McCool and dancing with Dermot Agus Gráinne and joining Nihushi in the Red Branch Knights. And
there's nobody else there, though.
Nobody else. It's darkness, and I'm thinking I'm in me chair, I'm in me leather armchair. And then when I'm fully begarred off me head...
Would there be drink taken?
There wouldn't be, no.
No.
Then when I'm fully begarred off me head, as much as an Irish man can be, I tear off me Celtic shirt and stick me hand into a pound of Kerrygold and I oil myself down until me pelt is glistening like a trout out of Loch Mask.
Right.
Then I run Ernos na Gaoithe into the ballroom in Castle Hyde and I jump into a bucket of Dulux weather shield, be Jesus. Metamulsion. me taps, and me skin-tight leather trousers, and I go like the clappers, leapin' in and out of the bucket like a demented puka, until me painting is done, and I collapsed exhausted on the reclaimed antique floorboards of Castlehyde.
Oh, well, we have a bucket here. We've got a little kind of a canvasy sort of thing reinforced as well. It's madness.
It's madness.
It's genius.
It's
it really
just
is.
Inspiration. I'm pushing the boundaries of contemporary art.
Certainly.
I'm pushing the boundaries right out there.
We've got one here, loads of colour.
Yeah.
I can't kind of make anything out. It's a cacophony of paint,
I suppose. It is, of course.
And so what's this one called?
It's called The Splatterin'. It came to me.
The Splatterin'.
It's called The Splatterin', no G at the end. It came to me one night when I was thinking about all the poor old Irish bejesus immigrants and they having to leave the green sod on the boat and they not two crew beans to rub together between the lot of them. It's about poverty and inequality in the Emerald Isle.
The Splatterin' all across the world, I suppose.
It's about poverty in the Emerald Isle.
Yeah, how much is it, Michael?
975K.
And how long would that have taken you to do?
Longer than normal. This one was a labour of love. This one, 18, 20 seconds.
All right, okay. Fantastic. This one as well. Now, this one, I think this one is very dark. I don't know much about art now, but a lot of blacks, browns, a lot of indentations there as well, and a couple of holes as well in the canvas. Very interesting. What's this one called?
This one is called Moya. I danced all night on this one with the sweat of a banshee rolling off me Irish head. I danced and I danced till there was no more heels. I stuck me heel through that canvas for hours on end. Me heels were black and sweating with rage, I'll tell you.
How much?
That's free. I did that one for the love of it, Dempsey.
Okay, now this one is my favourite. I love this one. It's so fresh and colourful. I'd hang this now myself. What's this one called?
Which one?
This one just here.
That's not me painting.
Oh, sorry.
Mairead knocked me smoothie over when I came in.
Jesus. Okay, now listen, you're going to do
I'm
one.
Selling it though if you need it.
We're going to do one
most
live.
Smoothie
if we put
BJ's
it out in the sun there,
had.
Let it dry out, it'll be grand.
It'll be worth $100,000 in 10 minutes.
Anyway. Okay. We're gonna do one live. You're going to do one live for us this morning.
I'm going to do an old painting
and
for you live.
We'll post it online as well.
That's right.
And we'll see if we get a price for it at all. What's this one going to be called?
This is called Ian Dempsey.
Ian
a portrait.
A portrait.
You can see it online on Today FM after the show.
Okay, so he's taking off his shirt here, everybody. And he's rubbing a bit of butter into the bod. So you're all set, are you there? And you've got the bucket stored and all. Okay, you all set to go.
Here.
Okay, here. Off he goes. That's Sarah, Michael Flatley.
Hey, this is
Gareth.
I'm just getting this nose going there.
Now. This is superb. I can see me coming up there. Just
there
brilliant.
You
are. You are a genius, an absolute genius.
Can vote. You can vote for whichever way your conscience allows you.
Well, I won't be giving me vote to that crowd, Joe. That's for certain. They're changing the whole thing on us
but
now.
But maybe a change is what we need in this country,
it's
Jerry.
It's not traditional, Joe. It's not the traditional way of doing things, which we've been used to in this country for years and years.
Well, it's all going to come to a head in a couple of weeks, Jerry, when we'll see the votes come in on the night, so...
Yeah, well, blokes going around in dresses was one thing, Joe. But not this. Not this, Joe. Not this.
But, Jerry, what's wrong with this?
Allowing Australia into the Eurovision is wrong.
Why, Jerry?
Because they're not from Europe, Joe. I only believe people that are from Europe should be allowed to participate in Eurovision.
Joe?
Hold on a second, Gertie. Well, why, Jerry?
Why? Because only European nations can produce a rightful winner.
Joe?
Gertie, go on.
What about Israel, Joe?
No.
They're not from Europe and they won with Hallelujah. Yeah.
Israel are different, Gertie. Robert,
go ahead.
Well, then I put it to Jerry. What about Russia?
Russia goes both ways, Robert. Sometimes they're European, sometimes they're Asian. That's the way I see the Russians.
Robert?
But not Australia, Jerry?
Jerry, can you stop? You're
what?
Not allowed to use
what?
That word on the air, please.
What word, Joe?
The N-word, what? The two-letter N-word. We must have total and absolute balance in the Eurovision debate here on RTE.
Huh?
That's why the man from the authority, Cormac O'Screwdoo, is here with me in the studio counting the number of N-words and Y-words, Robert. Hi, Cormac.
Hi, Joe.
Now, I have to balance this out, Jerry.
What?
How many times did he say it, Cormac?
10, Joe.
10, okay. Yes, 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 yes. Now, Derek.
One more, please, Joe.
Sorry, Cormac. Yes.
Thank you.
Derek, are you there?
Yes, Joe. Now, can I...
Derek, you can't say the Y word. Now, you have to balance it out, Derek.
Okay.
Derek, are you there?
No.
Good man, good man.
Thanks.
Derek, you are in favour of Australia going into Eurovision. Derek.
I am, Joe.
Good man, Derek.
Thanks.
Line 4. Who's on the line?
It's Neil.
Go ahead, Neil.
Thanks. Joe. I just like to say that.
Sorry, Neil. I'm getting the word here from Cormac O'Screwdo. I can't allow you on the air as your name is Irish for no.
Right.
Yes. The only way I can have you on the line is if we have another person on the other line called Ta on the other line. Neil, which we don't.
I understand.
Line 3. Mary, go ahead.
Joe. As a nation, we are faced with a choice.
Sorry, Mary. Cormac O'Screwdo is telling me here that we can't say we, as it is French for the Y word, and that might unduly influence the people of French origin who are living here. Please, again, no references to the C, as that affects the Italians, or your da, as that affects the Russians. Tony, good afternoon to you. Now, Tony, you're aware of the restrictions? Sorry, Tony, you can't say that either, as that's a grunt that signifies the Y word. Now I have to balance it out with a grunt that signifies the other side of the Y word, which is the no word, you said, Tony. Go on, Cormac O'Screwdo says we're all clear and level now. Anybody else there on the line? Jerry, Mary, Robert, Gertie, Neil. Miss Green says you're all there. Are you there? I know it's not easy within the restrictions, but if you are there, say something within the boundaries of balance that lets me know you're there. Hello?
Go on.
Well, at least we ended up with perfect balance. Ray Darcy's next.
No, it's not working.
Ray!
Yep.
That's better.